laying in bed.
Like, I'm talking like blanket and bald head, sick. Yeah. Again, I could be thinking of another sex offender. I don't want to smite the guy's reputation. We talked about a lot of sex offenders on the way down to Kennett Square. So could I could be getting them mixed up. Yeah, I don't want to smite the guy's reputation.
So you're telling me there was a guy whose wife was dying of cancer, and so he fucked a high school chick?
Yeah. And then when he got busted.
Legend. Legend.
Came out and was like, I'm under a lot of stress.
Fair.
He was under a lot of stress, dude. There was also another guy.
I'll be honest. This is not going to sound good.
Sure.
But if you're under a lot of stress.
If you're under a lot of stress.
And there's. I'll be honest, probably the ultimate stress reliever.
He was a gym teacher too.
Gym teachers are dangerous. They'll get you.
That's the fucking, that's the underage combine, dude. He was like.
Standing there watching him play volleyball. Like,
four pull-ups.
Oh my God.
Her body has no muscles at all.
Her body's driving. There's nothing she can do to stop me.
Oh, she's veal, dude. 15-minute mile. Oh, my God.
That's a veal parmesan.
A free Spacey. If this was the temptation Spacey was hit with. I wonder, dude.
Spacey did nothing wrong.
Nobody ever found, like, wasn't he getting, like, a massage, or was that Travolta?
Travolta got a massage.
Spacey was just getting it.
He grabbed a dick at a nightclub. Someone brought a 16-year-old boy into a nightclub, and I think Spacey grabbed his dick. He got Terry Crews at a nightclub.
Dude, think of a 16-year-old, like, all the, like, excited, be like, this is going to be fucking cool, man. I'm going to a nightclub for the first time. Like, Kevin Spacey comes out of nowhere and grabs
dude, Spacey.
Like, you have, like, 1 second to be like, is that Kevin Spacey? Oh, you got me.
He just rings your bell. He's like, ding, pulls your dong down. Yeah, if you go to a Hollywood party, it's nothing. I mean, I've never been to one, but the reason I try to avoid it is because I would have to wear a cup. Otherwise, it would be like Spacey, Seacrest would probably finger my butt.
If they saw you trotting around, dude, that thick ass.
After I just ran 2.8 miles, that's what I'm training for.
You ran 2.8?
I feel like the beef between American black people, I don't know how to say it anymore. Niggas and Africans. I feel like the problem between niggas and Africans is that, like, Africans feel like they are kings, and we were.
You guys was the true kings.
We was.
You was, they is.
I feel like they're like, those, they got goofed. Like, you know, like, they're over there because they're stupid, you know?
We got to get you into a school.
I tried to get myself into school to do a program.
Put on a dress?
Try to get in. Not the sex ed. In a dress? That's the good way to get
in. I wonder
if
we could do that as a nice bit.
What?
We could do a drag show reading for kids.
Just pull out my dick.
wear a dress.
Small flaccid penis.
And then when it starts, just take your fucking dress off in a suit and be like, we're reading the Bible.
Oh, shit.
Flip it on them.
Yeah.
I thought you were agent provocateur, where you go in there, then you, like, show kids your penis and ruin it for all the drag school things.
You'd get in so much more trouble for that. That Bible thing than the drag thing. You'd be arrested.
Showing kids your butthole.
Reading the Bible.
Yeah, go out, do a drag dance, show your dick, show your butt, be like, nah, I'm fucking around, that's weird. We're gonna read the Bible.
Someone's cleaning up a shit you just took on the gym floor.
Dude, that's crazy you did that. I was laying here watched Hypernormalization. It was just fucked up. Watched Adam Curtis again. I keep watching Adam Curtis. It keeps making me fucking, like, totally disillusioned.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, everything's fucked.
Yeah.
The bankers.
The early Alzheimer's. Yeah.
The fucking bankers. That might be a dog whistle, dude, now that I think about it.
What, bankers?
Might be.
I think Adam Curtis might be sending us a message.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's possible that bankers' greed has ruined stuff.
Rise up, white people.
Imagine Impractical Joker and your son through, like, his first fingering. Just be like, dude.
Yeah.
Imagine though, for real. If you're, I mean, I guess that would be kind of illegal if you're coaching your son.
Go as hard as you can. Go as fast as you can. That's it, son.
Dude, don't
make it hurt.
You'd be like, dude, don't even worry about the hole. He'd be like, what do you mean to worry about this? Dude, trust me, don't worry about the hole. There's stuff above the hole. Go to the top of the hole. Just fucking smack that area.
Damn.
The hole, you think the hole's the key. The hole's not the key right now, dude. Don't worry about the hole just yet.
You just made a girl squirt on your first finger. Oh, that's fucked up.
Dude, check your overnight bag. I packed it at Hitachi. I'm massaging one.
Left a little something in your overnight bag.
Dude, imagine giving your kid a Hitachi wand, dude.
Someday.
Yeah. Just buzzing. Oh, man, you let your kid drive a Beamer with a Hitachi wand and just buzz chicks all day.
Holy shit. God. You'd have to kill him. You got to kill him when he hits 20. But
I think this is what happened to Hunter Biden, dude.
Absolutely.
Joe gave him the Hitachi, dude.
No doubt. The Joe, yeah.
With a driver to Hitachi, and he just went like, get in the back. We're not going to prom.
You haven't been able to get a drunk person after that?
No, I'm not good at that. I don't know how to
I bet you could. I bet you could smooth it in.
Yeah, that's just kind of a right place, right place, right time scenario. Although, you have to let her come down off of her alcohol drunkenness, so, you know. You don't get in trouble.
To be a gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're going to want to get her while it's... You're going to strike while the iron's hot. Yeah. She's going to sober up and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Or marry her.
You're staying at this Econo Lodge?
Or marry her, dude. Yeah. Go get married. You can... Your wife can be just absolutely passed out.
No, I think you're just not allowed to penetrate your dog. Or I don't think you're allowed to suck your dog's dick. Oh, yeah. I think there's just no genital play. Because you can do
what
heavy petting.
What if you put a glove on? Can you jerk him off?
If you're in a veterinarian parking lot, I think you're allowed to do that. No, I think because you can do pretty heavy petting with your dog. You can spoon. You can kiss. you can kiss your dog.
Yeah, you can do like everything, but yeah.
You might be able to fuck him if you got the dog catcher loop over him and you're still able to put your dick in his butt. Might be the loophole.
You can do everything besides all the way. You just can't go all the way with your dog.
What if you get hard while you're expressing their anal glands?
That's on you.
All right, but yeah, I'm not going to jail for that.
You should act.
No, it could be anything.
I'm going to bring my dog to the vet and to do that, like express the anal glands and jump in front of it the last second.
I have a cousin. We used to hang out with her all the time when we were kids, and when her cat was in heat, she used to stick a pencil in its pussy.
What?
Ooh, yeah.
To relieve it of its symptoms?
To relieve her of her symptoms, probably. She was fucked up.
Yeah. Wait, so she would... Why? You have to wait till a cat's in heat? Is its pussy, like, completely locked down?
It would come out sharpened.
That is the space race. You're exactly right. This is a Cold War of internet. Ours are just hot fucking dudes grinding their floppy dicks and sweatpants.
That's our Silicon Valley.
Russians are assaulting and committing rape, but for camera, very funny.
Now we're going to all of a sudden act like we don't care, we don't think kids are fucking hot?
Yeah.
He went nuts.
I like to goof around, but
exactly.
Good Christ.
Exactly. Apparently he was not kidding. Goofing is fun.
Apparently he was kidding. Hey, Matt. Dude, that transcript was fucking disgusting, dude.
Yeah. That was wild.
It was such like a...
He was so angry,
slimy
too.
Slimy way to... Weird way to talk to a...
Oh, him actually...
He was like, are you in school? What type of dumb shit are you studying in school today? Yeah. Oh, he kept calling her jailbait. Be like, jailbait, what's up?
You took the standardized test.
Yeah.
Where'd they put you?
The blackest.
Yeah. They put me in
that's how they send you to school. Yeah. They're like, well, if you do real bad, we send you to the blackest school.
Yeah, they were going to send me to a terrible school, but...
It's me. I was married to another man. I see you built this fine house. Please eat my ass. Please eat my ass so I can remember.
Get in here. Don't tell anyone I've been a Nazi.
Fuck.
I'm going to fuck you till you're retarded. I was not a Nazi. Get in here. That's why he had to knock her loose. She found all his memorabilia.
True.
In the house he built.
True. The thing that she forgot was him taking a fucking club.
And bopping her on the head.
Right on the fucking head.
Firing bullets and one of them just hit the black chef. They killed three guys on the entire ship, and one of them was Cleveland. Cleveland got shot.
So Tom Hanks is holding his like dying body. He's like, I was always the nicest to you, right?
Wasn't it really cool how woke I was in 1946?
Remember that time like everyone was saying fucked up stuff? I was like, guys, knock it off. It's not even funny. I wasn't laughing at all.
I honor your experience. No, they dropped the black body like a depth charge.
Really?
At the Nazi sub, and they're like, ew. They did.
Blasted, dude.
Hate had a home.
They stopped one guy in Colorado. They got him before
did
he.
Did they?
Yeah, before he shot it up.
Anytime they catch him before they shoot it up, it's clearly the FBI just catfished a fucking schizophrenic man.
Yeah.
They're like, we got another one. We're doing our job. It's like, you guys fucking set him up.
Fair point.
Right.
Fair point. He's going to assassinate.
Like, we've been monitoring him for months. Like, what have you been doing? You've been emailing him fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Being like, you want to buy guns?
You get an email from FBI.com. What's the point? You're like, yeah.
What's even the point, dude?
Can I buy some guns off you guys?
I'd like to be an FBI informant at schools and bully kids into entrapment.
Best, dude.
That you know what I mean? Just try to bully a kid into shooting up a school.
See what's good.
Just whoop his ass every day.
Pants push down?
Pants push down daily. Get the teachers in on it. Be like, nobody help him. When he tells his parents, deny it.
And then arrest him. Yeah. Then arrest him, life in jail. Job done. Do something your girlfriends like to do.
It turned out to despite that he was married, he had an extramarital relationship with a guy.
Homeless guy.
And they would go and get like homeless dudes and wash them up and like fuck them.
Oh, didn't that guy die?
They're just there to just fuck. They're like cows. Died. Homeless dudes are just the cows for the slaughter.
What do you mean?
You just grab them and
fuck them. Oh, yeah.
Pull them up. Yeah,
milk them.
Take them to the hair cuttery and fuck them.
Yeah. I'd like to get my hands on
those. I was thinking about like 60. There has to be dudes that want to like 69, like dudes straight off the street and just bask in that.
If you're being racist, I'd be like,
what is that, dude?
Well, first of all, I did have
swastikas. I haven't even got to coming.
I did have swastikas. I had swastikas on my ruler. I drew them on there.
In third grade?
No, this was like fifth, sixth.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I had it. You know,
grad school.
Yeah.
It's at Bryn Mawr. I had a ruler.
I didn't know what they were. I knew like people were like, yo, they're really bad to draw those. I was like, yeah, give me those.
Yeah,
I was like,
all right.
Fucking
10 more.
And I used to beat kids.
Smoke. If I walked outside to smoke and somebody was like, we should fight, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. And I would leave him alone.
Yeah, but he blew him a kiss. Yeah. And he denied him a handshake.
That was
exactly
like
what I'm saying.
That was third strike.
I get it, but you got tricked by a guy who, he tried to suicide by black. That's what he was doing.
You think he was suicided by blacking?
Yes. Yes.
Family sexual abuse is a gift that keeps on giving. The question is, where did he get the gift from? Dude, it was just like, he made fun of like, he would make fun of like indigenous people.
Yeah. He got in trouble for that. He had to go to like an indigenous museum.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And look at their arts and crafts.
You go to a museum and be like, nah, you probably saw like some clay stuck to a leaf and be like, wow, this is powerful. I never thought of it.
Hold
on,
Hillary Clinton's calling me. Okay, show me your like beehive thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
let me see this bowl.
Is that a spear made out of rocks?
Whoa.
A
10,000-year-old bowl? I guess I never thought of it like that. Sorry. I didn't know you guys were capable of spoons.
So like they're trying.
Damn, so for freedom, might have to go all blackface to fight these.
We might have to Braveheart.
Wow.
We might have to Braveheart for freedom.
That's a nice twist. That's probably why they don't want us in blackface, dude. Government cracked down hard on blackface lately.
Exactly.
Because the deep state knows.
The deep state knows.
The only true way to beat them is just go full blackface. Let's not toss this out willy-nilly.
I know a guy in my college who got in trouble. I think he was 18, freshman year. And apparently his dorm got raided because he downloaded that one fabled like 17-year-old girl gives handjob. He clicked it, and apparently they busted into his room.
Immediately.
That's what he claims. He might have just been downloading tons of child porn.
Definitely.
I used to sell that guy tons of Percocets.
Yeah, dude. You want perks? What's better than that, dude? Now it's time to fire up some CP. You burned your fucking...
Napster was full of that stuff. Like, kid sucks dick while dad watches. Like, whenever you type in just porn, it would list off, like, the wildest shit.
Oh, dude, Napster.
But it wouldn't be that. Like, yeah. It'd probably be, like, a Dane Cook video is what it would actually be.
That'd be nice if those people came in and kicked in your door for the fabled 17-year-old girl gives handjob. And you're like, actually, it's Dane Cook.
I'm talking about that's got to be a legal nightmare, dude.
Yeah.
A synagogue collapsing?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that case in court?
Oh, my God.
Fucking everyone's getting a piece of everyone's ass, dude. People are like, I don't even know what's occurring right now.
Everybody.
It's like, well, that guy elbowed me as he fell.
I think everybody in Israel tomorrow is going to be in neck braces. It's like, were you there? It's like, yeah. They're going to be on UBI after that, the whole country. That's not funny.
That's not funny at all, dude.
But I love that now that Palestine and Israel are at war and the left supports Palestine, we can be anti-Semitic again.
If
They're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I forget the chant.
Racist, sexist, anti-gay.
Yeah.
Shane Gillis, go away.
Got hit with a couple of those.
Yeah. When I see people doing
if
it,
if they yelled that at you and a trans ran at you, what if it was a trans woman?
Yeah, if you're a trans woman, you look like a man, I'll knock you out.
Fucking Epstein Cave in Antarctica or Epstein Island? Where would you rather get molested?
Well, he had a cave in Antarctica?
No, but I'm saying if you had the option of the two.
I feel like you're just setting me up to say the island's not that bad. Like, but, oh, it's warm.
Yeah, it's like maybe they got like some people prefer a snowy retreat and some people prefer a little sun.
Well, if you're getting butt fucked against your will, I would take the cold weather one, hoping their penises would be a little bit smaller.
Yeah, make it like less pleasurable. But you might be in like a hot natural spring.
Wow.
Oh no,
his dick's even bigger than it would be on the island.
Yeah, I would take the cold weather. Could you imagine getting molested with sunburn?
Oh. Man. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Maybe if your best friend was a toddler. Instead
of a 5-year-old and you like just told him everything.
You're like, yo, mom and dad, don't worry, I got him. We're going to fucking Cancun.
Be like, I love your son, not like that.
Yeah.
As
I
a friend.
I promise it's not like that.
As a friend. Like, there's just something in him that I, as a 35-year-old world-class entertainer, feel like we have a bond and we need to go to the Bahamas.
Damn. Think about how horny Michael Jackson must have been when he saw Home Alone. Oh. It was just like, holy shit, that's a piece of ass.
Seeing him invade all those adults.
I got to get that little motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. Where was G-Wash?
The general was out.
What?
The general was out. He was beating up the fucking British. Because our country actually got that done. Sorry, your car bombs that killed a bunch of kids didn't get it done. This is exactly what they want.
You can't have ski on ski violence.
This is what the black man wants. Chris, knock it off. I'm trying to journey.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying
to
journey, dude.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you.
The black man is trying to tear us apart, dude.
The black man is trying to convince white guys the skis they have average to small penises.
Everybody's against us.
Oh, man. I would love to see like the depositions just to see who took the most fucked up way to get to Epstein Island. Like, if you couldn't get on the plane, you know, what's the most difficult way that you took to get there?
Fan boat. Whole way.
Build your own pedal submarine.
Yeah. What'd you say? Jet ski would be pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spacey probably stormed it like D-Day. He probably took the beach.
K-I-D-Day.
Like, nah, dude, we don't have enough kids. We don't have enough little boys. He's like, oh, you can't get me back.
No, Private Ryan, they're just walking around picking up their boys' arms. Like, Spacey's just walking around picking up kids' dicks.
They'll never get old. Just goof. Like, what really happened there? Maybe it was all innocent. Maybe everyone's wrong. Maybe people just keep killing themselves in their cell because they're just misunderstood and they actually weren't pedophiles.
Look at
Noah was all over it.
Noah's
Noah,
young.
Were you
Noah's
a hot
their
guy?
Age.
What? Were you a hot guy?
No.
Be honest. You're young. You're hip. No. Have you ever taken a hot guy video?
No, I don't have any social media because it's for faggots.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
Whoa, this is
come on, man.
Come on, you're fired.
you're definitely fired. No, you just got a raise.
Imagine the damage you could do in high school with a Hitachi. Or just a mocap suit with just fucking fiber.
What's wrong with you? You got some pussy ideas.
I'm
fucking your pussy planner.
I have no idea how that thing works.
The what?
Just
the
vibrates. Yeah, and they just put it on the clit. I've never used one.
You never put a vibrator on your dick?
No.
You never put anything that vibrated on your penis?
No. It's awesome. It
feels so good.
It is pretty awesome.
You can nut.
Just from vibrating?
A little rumble strip on the Xbox. That'll jar one loose. Yeah. I'll just put my controller on my dick. I'm starting to text. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Someone's shooting at me. Now I got to go to my bedroom. Pause.
Your dude just stands
up and
gets obliterated.
I masturbate. And
that's
I
what
get
they're
back
for.
To the game. Yeah.
That's what they're for. They are like a jerking off alarm clock.
The
rumble strip.
You ever have the rumble pack jar one loose for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Every gamer's had a rumble pack jar one.
I remember there's like in the old God of War, it would just rumble crazy every
and
time.
Just
like
kept it on
your
penis.
Yeah, I was like, look, yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's me and you.
You're the God of War.
Your tank's exploding. You're just,
Oh. Dang.
Never
vibrator.
You never put a vibrating thing? Dude.
Right. Do you have good looking dogs, Matt?
Jackson's pretty handsome. Matilda, if I was drunk, if I had a couple, when I have a couple in me, Matilda starts looking pretty good. I've come home a couple nights from dinner, like two glasses of wine deep, and I'm like, damn, dude, Matilda's a good looking dog.
Dang, where did I put my Nutella?
That would be the one for the lady to walk into. Just being like, what's up?
It makes me happy.
Well, by law, I'm allowed to go to third base.
Noah should not go behind the
ball. Yo, go get me a beer, dude. Go get me a beer.
Wow.
Right now, dude.
Are you talking to him?
Yeah.
That's very Middle Eastern princess.
Go get me a beer.
That is very
Middle Eastern. That's Shaw energy.
Go get me a beer.
True.
I'll make it more Middle Eastern. Go get me a beer before I cut your clit off.
I was saying before, dude, they should just replace all the heroin needles with the vaccine needles. Give them the needles, and then it's like at least they're safe.
Fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
This comedian I was with, she had a good idea.
What?
We were talking about it. Because we were talking about eradicating the bumps.
Yeah.
And how we should go about it. And she was like, Molly capsules with fentanyl time release at the end.
Nice.
Just let him have a good fucking chill sesh. And then slowly fade to nothing.
It's not a bad idea. So that was her.
That was her plan. We were talking about how to kill all the bumps.
Break down the baby's rant.
I mean, well, yeah. He was like, fellas, you know, like, he's like, if you gay and you don't got AIDS, put your lighters up. You know, which is like,
but you're gay
and don't got
like,
AIDS.
And then, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'll be like, you don't have AIDS.
There was like, ladies, if your pussies smell like water, put your lighters up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people were like starting to turn at that point. Then he was like, fellas, if you're not out there sucking dick in the parking lot, put your lighters up.
I used to call my ex fat, and she was like tiny. It was like, which is why it's okay to call you fat. Yeah. And she'd be like, well, then whatever. I'll stop eating or whatever. I go, what, are you fucking out of your mind? You're, if anything, you're anorexic looking. It's gross. Put some weight on.
Stupid fucking bitch. Condoms are literally for the horniest dudes on earth.
Chill.
If you're wearing condoms, you are a pedophile.
For
you're
sex
a, you're a sex,
they're pedophile.
You are a pedophile.
Yeah, they're for pedophiles.
If you wear a condom, you are a absolute sex pest predator. You're the horniest guy ever. Who are these guys for fucking with condoms on? For real.
It's weird, man.
I can't even believe if somebody brings that up to me.
They're
I'm
for,
like, what
they're
are
for
you
like they're for like 20 year olds. If you're 20, you're like,
you imagine going to the bar and then like bringing a chick home and putting a condom on?
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, like let's have sex.
I've done it out of courtesy.
I've tried. It's not. I'm not even close.
Yeah, it stinks, dude. And then your head like mashes up into the tip, and you're just like, I can't even feel it.
Pull it off. It's just a condom hanging off your dick.
It's gross.
Barely. The thing's just wrapped around the head of your dick.
It's disgusting, dude.
Damn, MJ just in the theater's like, oh, this guy's such a good actor. I want to get to meet him. I want to be his friend.
Man, I'd like to meet that little motherfucker. Oh, shit, I'm going to fuck his ass.
Everything I hear about the IRA, I'm like, yes.
Yeah, whenever like bomb goes off in Yemen, I'm like, and like car bomb on England, I'm like.
Just because you know they're up there like, oh, blimey.
They're fucking not civilized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it made me angry. Not sexually frustrated.
Yeah, just like.
But just like
horny.
This is.
Like sexually violent.
Annoying. Yes, I wanted to break into their house. And take them one by one.
Felt a wave of sexual violence overcome me.
Yeah. My friend's mom had a neck massager. Me and my boys were
she had a
train
she
on
had
that
a
neck
massager.
Massager.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I hate to break it to you, brother. I don't know if that was a pure neck massager.
Well, trust me, we were getting after that thing. Me and six of my friends were jizzing all over that thing.
I don't experiment.
She might have gotten
pregnant. Definitely. It was one of those like it had two things. Yeah. Oh, put that on the one on the tip.
It looks like a small vacuum attachment. Oh, no. That was a true neck massager.
What? I was all those pranks where the guys put on a mask and like scare women into thinking they're raping them in a parking garage, and they're like, "You're trapped on an elevator."
Dude,
with me.
Dude saying the N-word is my favorite. Or like going up or like saying something fucked up at like a court. Just getting beat up by black dudes seemed to be a prank. That seemed to be a YouTube show for a minute.
There was guys who would do that.
Lots of like Israeli and Eastern European dudes doing it.
Yes, exactly right. That's exactly who was doing it. Eastern Europeans just tossing it out, and just getting.
Walloped.
Whoa, bro. This is a prank.
Be like, that's a camera.
They would walk over there. A couple walking down the street be like, bro, I want to fuck your girl. I'm like, they would just start throwing punches. Like, bro, it's a prank, bro. Bro,
it's a prank. That's a camera. And then sometimes the guy who's throwing punches would be like, fuck. You got me.
That's what they should have done with the comic Pizza Kids. They just set a bunch of cats and dogs in there.
45 kids come out.
Like 101 Dalmatians with the kids.
Ooh,
the dog just like has the kid in its mouth.
Pitbulls go in and kill him. Yeah, they kill him.
Yeah.
Dude, Epstein Island was pretty much remaking 101 Dalmatians. Yeah. Every now and again, the maid would come out, 45 children! 46 children! And Epstein's just like...
just
brings out a dead kid.
He's
45.
He fucks it. He's like, no, it's alive. It's alive. Yeah, and he's sitting there.
Epstein blows it.
Brings it back to life. Like, you rascal, you.
Or, I'm sorry, Prince Andrew, probably. That one.
Mm. True. Prince Andrew would be the piano.
Wait, he was the teen girl fucker, right?
Epstein?
I have my pedophile.
He had to have fucked a boy, too.
Oh, wait, it's Andrew.
Prince Andrew was the teen girl fucker.
Well, let's be fair. He just settled outside of court for a large amount of money to put this behind him.
So okay, yeah.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he didn't fuck a teen.
Right.
Maybe he just paid, you know, maybe Prince Andrew just paid a young girl.
Teens, right? They're all under 18, right?
I don't know. I can imagine.
You're saying younger than teens was a thing?
I'm going to imagine Epstein Island has like Russian nesting dolls of children.
Yikes. Yeah, you got to imagine somebody. Yeah, they're not going to be like, whoa, hold on, bud. We don't like, do that here.
You know how you go to like
pervert island?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you go to like Buffalo Wild Wings, you can ask for off the menu items.
True.
Like, yo,
I went
to Five Alarm Chili. Like, it's not on the menu. I know you got Five Alarm Chili.
I know the staff's got that hot sauce back there.
Imagine how exciting that is. What? Be like, you guys have this that's not on the menu.
Yeah. I mean,
they were like, yeah, we got it. Yeah, we still have some left. Let me go check the back.
That's got to be really awkward, though, because like when a child sex slave enters your quarters, and there's probably a little bit of like, hey, bud. Like, there's probably a little bit.
Dude.
It's like a food challenge.
There's probably a little bit of like light chatter. I'm just kind of like,
hey, bud. Playing any good games these days? Did you get a shot of Elden Ring yet?
Hey, bud. Hey, bud.
Just finishing up an episode of Witches of Waverly Place if you want to join me.
I hit a CP in high school. That was, I was spooked.
Were you scared?
I was shook.
Yeah, I was spooked every time I had sex when I was young.
Oh, yeah.
I was very spooked.
Oh, yeah.
Now it ain't nothing.
It's nothing. Now everyone will high five you.
Yeah.
If you're like, hey, Ma, she'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, true.
Hey, Ma. So stoked.
I'd be bummed.
Yeah.
I'd be bummed out.
Dude.
I would have to eat my young.
You think you eat your young?
I would kill it. If she refused an abortion, I would Saturn out. I'd be like, give me that baby. And was making hoagies slowly.
Nice.
And a white man clearly on heroin was not happy about it.
Really?
She was doing a little too slow for his heroin. And he was like, fucking Aunt Jemima, better hurry it up. And I was just like, oh, shit.
What'd she say?
She didn't say anything. She just looked. She was eyeing him. He was so fucked up. And then I watched him walk outside and take his clothes off. It was crazy.
Also, imagine being too slow for a dude on heroin.
So he was definitely just ingesting. He had lead poisoning for sure. So George Washington was like a 6'3", definitely retarded man with slave teeth. Like, I was talking about hot dudes dancing for a while.
True.
Probably got you on the.
Probably got me thinking about the rewind.
Sucking boys.
Yeah, Shane was talking about fucking children who can beat him up.
True. That's where it was. I think that's where it came from.
Damn, that would suck to go in there and get my ass kicked while attempting to. Rape a house. Just get jumped. Probably they'd dance on you, which would actually be,
they'd be like Flight 91.
It would be Flight 93. It would be sure, exactly that, dude. I'd be like, nobody fucking move. And they'd be like, let's kill this motherfucker. I'll be like, I'll crash us all anyway.
It's just you jerking off as you get beat up.
If I'm going down, you're going down.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get some jizz on you.
It was this one type of nerds, when they get mad, they go like this.
That's a retarded guy. I know you don't see him too often, but that was a black retarded guy. You don't see him too often.
You don't. Well,
Do you? Were they milling about?
Like this, unless they're mad.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit. He retarded.
He's charging
oh,
up.
Oh, shit. Run.
Yeah. Dude.
He charges up. Those guys, dude, when those dudes get loose in a school, it's like when an elephant gets loose in like India, just breaks through a wall and starts running. Everyone's hitting it with sticks.
I think, especially if you're like, you're dealing like a poor.